on being an after-dinner speaker. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with the thought for today on being an after-dinner speaker. After any meal, speaking is quite something. And you know, most people don't stop and think, really, that is quite something. Because after any meal, you have food caught in your teeth, you have all sorts of swallowing to do, you all have all sorts of digesting to do, and sometimes you had a little burpy food, and so you burp as you're talking. And being an after-dinner speaker can be something not really too friendly. Most after-dinner speakers eat very little, if anything, at the dinner, because they want to keep their throat, they want to keep their voice in clear, resonant manners to present what they have to say. What does an after-dinner speaker have to say? What does an after-breakfast speaker, an after-lunch speaker, an after-any-snack speaker have to say? The only thing that a person who speaks at a time like that has to say is, hey, you guys are great. You guys are wonderful. Thank you for this wonderful meal. Thank you for this wonderful food. Thank you for this wonderful sharing. And you know, today is a day that is to end all days. There'll never be another day in the universe like today. Because today is a day filled with peace and harmony and goodness. Oh, come on now, you always say that. You always say, today is a day that will be filled with peace and harmony and goodness. No, I don't always say that, but I always mean it. And it's always true, because today is indeed a day filled with peace and harmony and goodness. How can I say today is a day filled with peace and harmony and goodness? What is there that gives me the right to make that sort of a statement? What is it that gives me the right to speak out and sort of know something like that is true? Well, what gives me the right to speak out and say that and know that it's true is that my word is my bond. And whatever I speak about because I know it is my bond. I know it is the truth. I know it is what I believe. And so I say, this is a great day. Now, it's up to me to prove it. How am I going to prove this is a great day? I'm going to prove that this is a great day by having every word I speak reflect the greatness of this day. This is a great day. Now, think about that. Think about that. I say this is a great day. What am I saying? I'm saying this day is a great day. Now, what is it that happened today to make this a great day? Well, one thing, I'm right here speaking to you. I'm right here speaking to you with a beautiful voice, with a beautiful attitude, with a beautiful heart. Yeah. Another thing that makes this a great day, you are here listening to me. Whether it's today, tomorrow, the next day, on the internet, or whether it's at this very moment that I'm speaking. Isn't that a great day? Yes, my goodness, that's a great day. Another thing that makes this a great day is I just had a wonderful meal. And I ate exactly what I wanted to eat. I refrained from eating those things that might get caught in my teeth and cause me to be cleaning my teeth with my tongue rather than speaking. And so I used my wisdom and judgment. And that's a very great day when I do something like that. It's a very great day when I use wisdom and judgment. Think about it. It's always a great day when we are in charge. Now, it's a great day because this evening we watched a movie, New in Town, and it was a very charming movie. And Rex was lying out in the middle of the auditorium, and as he was lying there, he was sound asleep. He was off on some other dimension. And so I was walking toward the door, and I reached down and I grabbed a hold of his hind leg, and I said, "Hey, Rex, how you doing?" And he woke up with a start because he was not with me. He was in some other land. And he looked at me and he thought, "Hey, you're not what I was dreaming about right now." what's going on here? What's going on? And I said, come on, Rex, time for us to go home. And he looked at me, and he looked at me, and I said, I mean it. Come on now, time for us to go home. And he stood up and stretched. And then he came along with me. What a great day. What a great day to have a dog so beautiful as Rex in my life. What a great day to have him play a game with me of being so sound asleep, to be so content in our presence that he could go solidly to sleep and not even know that we were there and walking around him. And until I touched him, he didn't wake up. What a wonderful day that is, to be with anyone who is so confident in you, so trusting in you, so innocent, and so believing that you would never do anything to hurt them. They just were letting it all hang out, and how wonderful that is. Yes, it's a great day. We can start adding up the blessings of our day. I can start adding up the blessings of my day, and I never come to an end, because every direction I look, every person I speak to is a blessing to me. Every time I pet Rex, it's a blessing to me. I feel his vibrations of love so powerful, so joyful, so wonderful. I watch the movie, and as I watch the video, we select them very carefully to have lovely comedies or movies that have valued points of view about them. And as I watch the movie, I picked out all of those powerful points of view, the sensitive points of view, the points of view where values were concerned, where principle was lived, where they did not go against their values, they did not go against their principles, they didn't go against any of the things that were important to them. Sometimes a little overstressed, but in real life, it's overstressed too. When you stop and think about it, how overstressed it is. My dad always said, as I repeat so often, when we kids wanted to go off and do something, the five of us all had different pursuits we wanted to follow, and he would say, nope. But why? And we'd argue and argue, and he'd say, nope. And he would not argue with us. And finally, we would exasperate him, and he'd say, I don't care if the rest of the world is going to hell, you kids are not. And that was the end of it. And we knew that he meant that with all his heart, all his soul, all his being. His integrity for us was on the line, and we were expected to follow it. What a wonderful blessing he gave us that moment when he said those words. What a wonderful moment he gave us in expecting us at all times to follow through with that attitude of life. Yes, life is wonderful. Life is glorious. Every single moment is a blessing for us, and we can have that blessing every single moment if we choose by just counting it and allowing it to be made known to us and accepting it in every beautiful way. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.